Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's still going around, the crud, as I like to call it, the runny nose, the eyes, the chest, just going around and around. Can it affect your pets? 92.5 WBEE, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club, so my fur baby's Rocker, the Italian miniature greyhound, he's all spotted, good-looking, he's the one that people are like, oh, what is that? Who is that? He always stops, turns the heads. Just sick yesterday. Just sick, poor guy, tail between the legs. When I pick him up, he would... So then my wife yelled.
Are you sore?
Yeah, that's my wife's like, what'd you do? I go, I pick him up like I always do. I pick him up like a football. I bring my hand, arm underneath, you know. I do with all my little guys. It's like, what did you do? I'm like, nothing. I picked him up like I regularly do. So we cuddled with him. He was eating, was a good sign. He went to the bathroom, was a good sign. But I'm like, look at my wife, Celeste. You've been sick for 2+ weeks, and it keeps coming around on you. Maybe he caught something from you. So I got on Dr. Google. You have dogs. You ever thought they could catch something from you?
Oh, yeah. We Googled it when we were sick a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because our dogs are all over us.
Yeah.
And it was Steve and I. We're both laying there in bed, like, you know, with all the stuff coming from our face. And there's our dog right in it. Like, can they get sick?
And according to Dr. Google, it says, very unlikely that a dog can catch a cold from a human. Mm. But they can catch a flu. It is not common. So I was kind of, so Celeste's like, so you're blaming on me now because I was sick. I'm like, well, I'm just saying you were sick and now he's sick and he's your snuggler. That's her favorite, Rocker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, that started a whole disagreement. I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out. Now, she just sent me some pictures that his tail is no longer tucked today and it's regular and he is going to the bathroom. He is eating. So maybe he ate something bad. Maybe that's all it was.
Yeah.
You got to take that into consideration.
Maybe we've all had those tail between our legs days, right?
Yeah.
Come on now. Everybody's got a bad day. Rocker's allowed a bad day.
You're comparing fur babies to us.
That's right. I've had days where I just lay with my tail between my legs. Just leave me alone.
You get brought
into Try to touch me. You're like, ah! Don't touch me.
You get brought into the office to your boss. It's a tail between my legs kind of day. Excuse me.
I'd back off if I were you. It might be contagious.
Can I have one of those, please?
Do you remember on TikTok, Noodles the Pug?
Mm-mm.
Noodles the Pug was an old pug, and he would either have a bones day or a no bones day. And his owner would prop him up, and if he stood standing, it was a bones day. It was going to be a good day. But if he flopped over, it was a no bones day.
Okay.
Meant do nothing.
Do nothing.
Oh,
there you go. So Rocker should be a TikTok star.
Well,
basically,
not too late.
Is it a tail between our legs day or a no?
Should we go and get some kind of treats and see what kind of day it is for us?
He's predicting.
Yeah.
Predicting everyone's mood today.
All right. Will that work for you and your coworkers? We might try. We were just talking about my dog Rocker not feeling good, had the tail between the legs. Hopefully it's just a 24-hour thing because my wife says he's doing better this morning. We just weren't sure. And you said, why can't he just have a tail between
his... Give him a day, man. Like, y'all got to be worried and Googling stuff. Leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Let him watch some Netflix and just chill.
It's funny you say watch something because I was having one of those moments last night, you know, my wife is still struggling to be healthier. The dog's this, work's that. My phone's blown, everything. I'm channel surfing. Guess what I stopped on? Scooby-Doo. I'm watching cartoons just to mellow out last night. Am I alone? Have you ever done that?
Oh, it's comforting.
Yes.
It's nostalgic. Nostalgia is comforting, no matter in what form it comes in.
And I found myself trying to figure out the murder mystery before they did. Mm-hmm. Oh, it had to be... Mr. Smith, the banker. Oh, I'm wrong. It was the gardener.
Right.
They don't know
until they rip the mask off.
Exactly. I guessed wrong. Then I was even more stressed. I'm like, I can't even figure out Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my God.
I was having a moment last night. Am I alone? Have you ever stopped down and watched a cartoon just bring back the memories?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. And then I try to get my kids into it, and they're like, Mom, We don't want to watch the cartoon you used to watch.
Yeah.
I've done that forever. I was like, okay, so the Smurfs, right?
Yeah.
So they all live in the Smurf village. And they're like, we don't care. We don't. So, yeah, there's something nostalgic about it.
Mom? The Animaniacs had come out with a new version of their series in like the last couple of years on Hulu that I was watching. And it was all new episodes. So it was a little nostalgia with a little twist. You didn't know it was going to happen.
See, are you one of those that I don't want to see the new ones? Because I know Scooby-Doo's been redone 50 times over. And the new ones are weird to me because, I don't know, the relationships, the characters, everything about the show changed.
And you know what I found myself doing? Watching the credits. Who does the voices now?
Oh.
I was intrigued by that. I really was because, you know, when it originally started, those most of those people are not alive anymore.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. I was having a moment last night.
We got to get lives, man.
We really do. Rumor mill about who Tay-Tay is going to be collaborating with in the new year. Here's the evidence. You be the judge. Dolly Parton just started following her on social. Are they going to do a song together in the new year?
Ooh, I hope so.
I'm sorry. I still don't care.
Really?
I'm sorry. I'm not a jerk. I promise. I just can't pretend to care what Taylor Swift's career. I just can't.
But okay, but that's also not caring about what Dolly Parton's doing. And she's done a ton of great collabs. Last year, collab with Post Malone. With Pitbull.
I dig Dolly, but it wasn't presented as, guess what Dolly's doing? And she may collab, but no, it was presented as Tay-Tay. Guess who Tay-Tay is going to? And it's just...
That's tomato, tomato. It's six one way, half a dozen the other. You just want to be a sourpuss this morning.
Hopes, Dolly and Tay-Tay.
I'm having a tail between my legs day.
The curtain at 92.5 WBEE. Do you ever get in a disagreement with a family member, friend, or maybe even a coworker about your favorite country artist? Or not your favorite? We're just saying how Dolly Parton may be collaborating with Tay-Tay because Dolly started following her social.
Mm-hmm.
And Hope was all excited about it. TJ, not so much.
It's not that I'm not excited. It's that I don't care. There's a difference.
Okay, but you spend so much energy about how you don't care. Here's the thing. Of people who don't like Taylor Swift, I hear more about how exasperated they are about how they don't want to hear about it than any other Swiftie saying that they like her. You expend so much energy telling me how you don't care. It sounds like you care a lot.
This is it. First of all, football. She's brought into my football world. I hate that.
Okay, she was on the screen for less than 2 seconds during the Super Bowl.
But she's part of every narrative. She's part of the narrative online. She's not country anymore. She's not part of my country narrative. So when you bring her up as part of the country music narrative, she's gone. She ain't with us no more.
She's still going to release her new Taylor's version of the debut album. She's going to release a country album again because she's going to go back and re-release her debut album. She's coming back.
Why is she getting so upset?
Neutral corner, you two. Wow.
She's a great influence, blah, blah, blah. She's a great entertainer. Yeah. I can't pretend to care.
She's the closest we have to royalty in America. I would go so far as to say,
wow,
like, you want to talk about royal family? You're obsessed with the royal family in England. Her and Travis are the closest thing we have to a royal couple.
You know, on that subject,
I can't speak into this microphone right now because some words are going to come flying out and I can't be responsible.
All right, let me put the mute button on.
Are you joking? Is this
I would never joke about such a thing.
If Taylor and Travis got married, would it be the most watched wedding, beating out the royal
weddings? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, you have my mic on. Well. I'm about ready. I don't care.
Okay.
See, I'm already bored with my own conversation about her. That's how much I don't care.
You know what?
I know. Don't look at me like I'm being a jerk. I swear I don't mean to be a jerk about it. She's very nice. I love it. Fine. But she's just not country news. In my thoughts.
But that wasn't news. That was news about Dolly. Who is the queen of country?
Fine.
Would it be the queen and the princess collaborating there of country?
Fine.
Maybe. You know what? We got to put a poll up on social. Would it be the most watched wedding of all time worldwide? Taylor and Travis over British royalty. I'm curious what you think.